Hello, this is Ken Ferry with this week's Boots in the Field Report. Coming at you today from the tractor cab and a skill cart as we work our third day trying to knock out a corn plot. It's been a long deal. We're working with a reel and we're picking up down corn and we're traveling one way. But we are getting some good repetition across it. So I believe we're still going to end up with some pretty decent data. And this corn is pretty good for as flat as it is. We're still banging in that 230-240 range. So I think we're going to salvage this plot, but it's taken 3 days instead of a day and a half to get it done. But we're getting closer. A lot of guys that we talked to throughout the week were transferring and sweeping out corn from their dryer bins so they could go there with beans. The plan is to cut beans when that moisture is too high for the dock that they want to take at the elevator. And then as moistures come down through the day to go back to the hauling it to town. Remember, as we put this soybeans in the bin, we're going to look at that equilibrium moisture. And basically, anytime the humidity is below 70%, you can just do it with air. Just turn the air on and you'll pull it down into that 13% range. You only need to add the heat and low amount of heat when humidity is above that 70%. So in most cases, it's going to be in the evenings through the night that you're going to need to add some heat to it, and then you'll be shutting it back off in the morning as the humidity comes down. Looks like the good Lord's going to give us a window here to knock out some of this crop. So we're going to have to make every acre count. And as we think about that, scouts, as you're out there right now looking for these fields, in a pecking order, you're going to take them. Let's be watching close these soybean fields. Some of them you can tell walking through them, the pods are splitting open. You can see the bean in there. It's not on the ground. Those fields need to be higher on your pecking list as far as they need to maybe even be the ones you take a little on the high moisture side and put in the bin before those pods roll back open. Again, as we think about it, we got to get every hour. So we'll cut beans when they cut, go to the bin if we have to. Beans won't cut anymore. Go back to corn and work on that corn. Don't give up an hour here and we can get this thing dragged across the finish line. As we think about soil testing side, the crews are staying on top of the soil testing as you guys are knocking them down. And this year, like other years, we've seen a considerable amount of new ground coming in as land is changing hands and things are swapping around. And we're happy for that. As you guys grow, we grow in our business. But I have to say, some of these fields coming in are rather trashed when it comes to pH and soil test levels. And just to throw out a warning there, as far as when we think about today's fertilizer prices and what it's going to take to get some of these farms in shape. So I know if you let that farm go by, somebody else is going to cash rent it and you're going to miss your opportunity probably. But when you can't get a current soil test on a parcel that you're after, there's probably a pretty good reason. So I would say let's enter with caution. Maybe think about putting some conditions on your lease as far as what the fertility situation is like out there. So you don't end up with something that we looked at one the other day that's probably 7 to 10 ton behind on lime and single digit phosphates. There's just no cheap way to fix something like that. And we don't have enough horsepower in there to make it back in yield. So scenario where we want to keep that in mind as we continue to grow. I think there's a lot of opportunities out there right now, but just don't get caught blind in the process when you're you know, picking up ground and thinking that you've gained something and it may end up being a money losing ordeal. Now, as we push forward on these crops, again, I say make every hour count, but don't take your eyes off of the harvest loss. We can manage a lot of that harvest loss, just like we are in this plot here today, by taking it one way and using a reel. We're able to knock that harvest loss down considerably. And not only is it good for a plot, but it's good for the ROI within the field. So keep on top of that, especially with these soybeans, as far as looking at how you can get them through the machine without the header loss issues. Got a good batch of you signed up already for Beyond the Basics. So if you haven't signed up for that 5-part series yet, get that done. Hopefully we'll have this crop out, but even if it's not, the Beyond the Basics will be up afterwards for viewing. So you won't be able to miss everything.
To stay up to date, check out our website at croptechinc.com and subscribe to our podcast, Boots in the Field Report. Keep her safe, keep her moving.